Here's a thought I'll title, The Absolutely Necessary. I suspect I'm not alone in the photographic world, in that I spend a lot of time thinking about the ideal kit that includes everything I might need. It's part of the mechanical nature of photography that it requires all this equipment, and it's kind of fun to think about, gee, if I had this, I could do that, etc. And of course, the opposite of how much gear can I take is how little gear can I get by with. This is especially true when we're doing a lot of travel photography. But more than that, perhaps it's a function of my aging knees and back, but I find myself brainstorming more and more about the least amount of gear I can take with me and still be productive. Can I be productive if I just have my phone? Well, for some projects, for some kinds of photographies, perhaps. But being an old schooler, I really prefer having a dedicated camera. So with that in mind, what's the least amount of gear I can get by with for most of the photography that I'm likely to want to do? How much physicality is that? How much does it weigh? Can I put together such a kit? So brainstorming that just a little bit, I realized that I need a camera, a lens, a battery, an SD card, probably something to clean the lens with because that's such a critical thing to get really pristine photographs. And because I like to have my hands free when I'm out there in the world, I need some way to carry the camera so that I don't always have to be handling it with my hands. Maybe I'm walking through some bushes or scrambling up a little hillside or something. I might need my hands free. So what does that boil down to? Well, there's a couple of specifics. When it comes to a lens, I've zeroed in on a medium-long telephoto lens is probably the one lens that I would use more than any other. Camera battery, yes, but that also implies I have to charge the battery. So my minimum kit would probably need to have either a USB charging cable that I can plug into the camera and charge the battery, or I have to carry a separate battery charger. And as long as I'm doing that, maybe I can get by with just carrying a second battery. For the longest time, I would carry relatively small capacity SD cards because I typically offload all my pictures every night onto my computer, my laptop, and they're a lot cheaper, obviously. But if I'm trying to minimize my kit, that may mean that I'm not even taking my laptop or even my tablet with me, so I better have a high-capacity card. Well, how high a capacity card do I need? So I've gone back and looked at a lot of my photography, particularly travel photography to China and Japan, etc. What's the maximum number of images that I tend to take, and how big a memory card then do I need to be able to do that for several days? And based on those calculations, my standard card would probably be 64 gigabytes. My ideal cards would be 128 or maybe even 256 gigabytes, but I can't imagine ever needing 256. So I got to looking, and you know, they're not that expensive these days. Memory card prices have really come down. So probably just one memory card and maybe a backup in case one of them dies. That might be my minimum kit relative to cards. Lens cleaning, well, I've always got my handkerchief in my pocket, so maybe I don't need dedicated photographic lens cleaning stuff. On the other hand, breathing on my lens or spitting on it to clean it have always seemed disrespectful to me of my expensive pieces of glass. So, yeah, maybe a small bottle of glass cleaner, that should be probably in the kit. And then some way to carry the camera and the associated gear that will leave my hands free. For a long time, I used a sling bag, and I just got tired of fighting that thing around my neck. And then for a while, I used a belt bag, and I still have one, and sometimes that's the ideal solution. But more and more, I find myself using a spider holster, which includes a pin that screws into the tripod socket on the camera, and then I can just slide that pin onto the holster on my belt, and my camera is out of the way, my hands are free, and that's very lightweight, very small, and turns out to be very functional for the kind of photography I do. So that set of gear that is the least amount of gear I could figure I could take with me, that's exactly what I took down to Florida in January when I was there, and ended up doing 5 separate projects with only that gear, and didn't miss a thing. It's kind of comforting to know that my days of a 60-pound backpack of view cameras, lenses, film holders, light meters, etc. are behind me. And now I can be very productive with a very lightweight kit.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.